In my opinion, it's not high up on Lord Pinellas' priority list. And therefore, the more important decision to be making, I believe. And it's unfortunate because I'd like them to come and make a decision and put this to bed one way or another. But I wanted to know that if Lord Pinellas did come out tomorrow and say it needs planning permission, it still does not give people access to the Great Arch. We are at an advanced stage with three landowners as far as a car park is concerned and as far as access to the arch is concerned. It's going to be a gravelled pathway down to the arch. It's going to be fenced off, it's going to be insured, and it's going to be accessible for children, adults, elderly people, everybody. And I do believe it's the way forward, but this will not take away from people's rights. If they believe that they have access through the other property, that is up to them, and this will not affect their rights to go and fight for them rights. But what the local people did, landowners did tell me down there, is that they will not be stopping. The local people that always travel through and walk through their property down to have a walk down to the beach or around the shoreline, that they wouldn't be stopping the local people doing that. And it's unfortunate that, you know, not everybody's on the same wavelength here, and I believe that if we can get the contracts finalised and get a bit of work going on down there, that maybe the whole thing will be resolved.